In this bulletin, the federal government flags new legislation to restore the environment after the release of a damning report. Regulators give tentative approval to a COVID vaccine for younger Australian children, and a former AFL player wins a court challenge to sue Richmond for brain injury damages. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Environment Minister Tanya Plibersek has called the report on the state of the environment confronting and difficult. The report, released today, highlights how Australia's native lands are being damaged by factors including climate change, land clearing, mining and pollution. Tanya Plibersek says the government will develop new legislation for 2023 to better protect and restore the environment.
While it's a confronting read, Australians deserve the truth. We deserve to know that Australia has lost more mammal species to extinction than any other continent. We deserve to know that threatened communities have grown by 20% in the last 5 years, with places literally burned into endangerment by catastrophic fires.
Meanwhile, the Greens are calling for greater climate action and an end to the approval of new fossil fuel projects. Green Senator Sarah Hanson-Young says the nation is at a breaking point, and she says she's not surprised that the Coalition refused to publish the report before the last election.
Well, this is a code red on our environment and we need urgent action now. It's an emergency. Legislative change is needed, but it needs to happen much faster. And the Greens are willing to work with the government to make sure we can get stronger outcomes as quickly as possible.
Australia's medicines regulator has given tentative approval to Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine for young children. The Therapeutic Goods Administration says it's given provisional approval to the paediatric dose for children aged 6 months to 5 years, basing its decision on data from more than 6,000 children who received the vaccine in trials across Canada and the United States. Health Minister Mark Butler says there's a process that now needs to be followed, with the National Vaccine Advisory Group, ATAGI, to consider if the Moderna vaccine should be fully approved for use in Australia. But he says if ATAGI does give the green light, obtaining supplies might be an issue because there's a worldwide shortage of the paediatric version of Moderna.
As you can imagine, there is fierce competition by countries in North America, Europe and other parts of the world to get their hands on this very limited supply. I've reported before that my department is in active negotiations right now with Moderna for Australia to secure as many doses as we possibly can from this very limited global supply.
The Victorian government says the state has enough gas to meet its needs after an energy provider said Victoria is facing a winter shortage, which would lead to another national energy market crisis. Lockhart Energy says its Iona gas storage facility in Port Campbell has dropped to record low supply levels because of high demand and the state's price cap. It says gas supplies and winter peaking capacity were becoming increasingly tighter on the east coast. Deputy Premier Jacinta Allan has played down those concerns, saying Victoria is a net gas exporter, and the latest advice from the Australian energy market operator is the state has sufficient supply. Senior lawyer for the New South Wales government has told an inquiry into former Deputy Premier John Barilaro that claims his top New York trade job was first given to someone else are wrong. Former public servant Jenny West has told the inquiry she was offered the job of Senior Trade and Investment Commissioner to the Americas before the offer was withdrawn and Mr. Barilaro was appointed. But lawyer Chris Carr says Ms. West's testimony is not accurate.
Ms. West was well advanced in the process, but not at the end of it. Ms. West said that Investment New South Wales did not communicate with her and that she heard nothing. From when she spoke with the Investment New South Wales CEO on 14 October 2021 until her termination letter dated 19 November 2021. That is not correct and could create the perception of an uncaring public service.
to AFL, and a former player has won his bid to pursue a damages claim against the Richmond Football Club, with a Supreme Court justice granting his application for an extension of time to bring his case. The court ruled that although there's a time limit for people to lodge personal injury claims, the reason for Ty Zantuck's delay was understandable and reasonable. Zantuck was diagnosed with a suspected fatal brain disease in late 2021. He wants damages from Richmond for its management of the on-field concussions he suffered while playing for the club between 2000 and 2004. I'm Greg Diet, and that's the latest SBS News.